We are on Daf Lamed Amed Beis, the top line, Mosiv Rabbi Oven. We had a machloikes between Rav and Shmuel. If there is a halacha that needs a shchita meforas, shaychet b'shnayim v'shloishim mekaymais, so Rav held that it's kosher, and Shmuel said that it is possible, because you need a shchita meforas. Mosiv Rabbi Oven, we learned shochat es haveshet lamato es hakone lamaylo. A person shechted the veshet lamato, that means samach to the goof, and he shechted the kone lamaylo, samach to the roish. Oyes haveshet lamaylo ves hakone lamato. Shchitosoi ksheire. So this is mamish, the seer, the way the Rabbeinu Chananel learned pshat in the Gemara. This is brought down on the Aflamet, the Medal of Rabbeinu Chananel, Pirish Beis, the Gimel Mekoymis, Kegoyin Roi Vakona Lamayla, Varoi Aveshet Lamata. That means it's not called a Shchita Muforas, because the Shchita is divided up in two Mekoymis. Either the Kone was Samoch to the Kone was Samach to the Roish, and the Veshet was Samach to the Guf. So it's not a Shchita Meforas. It's not, there's each Chelek, each Simen is Nishchat, but it's Nishchat in two different places. So that is not a Shchita Meforas, according to Shmuel. So here we have Mamish the Shaila, and it would seem that everyone agrees that this is not called a Shchita Mufras, that's what the Rosh Yosef says. Shchita Seik Sheire. Amai Voleko Shchita Mufras. There's no Shchita Mufras. So the Gemara answers, Hu Meisev Lo, Vuhu Mefarek Lo, B'Shchita Ha'asuye Kekolmes. That is true that the shchita of the kone, let's say, was lamaila, and the veshet was lamata, but it wasn't two separate maise shchitas. No, it was one big maise shchita that he was shaychet lo b'shchita asuye kikulmes. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, kikulmes balachsayn. He made it on an angle. Let us perhaps just see the Sichas Chulin, so we'll have a picture of what we're speaking about. What does Rashi say? Kikulmes balachsein. He made it on an angle. The kulei chat mokim hu, it's all one mokim. Umefuras karina, but it's not a shchita in two places. Behisril bekona lamaylo, he started by the kona lamaylo. Bechotach beshipe klape mate. Bemokim shenigmero, ubemokim שנגמר השחיתס קונה, ישחיל השחיתס ואישת, וכן מלמטו למיילו. Same thing if he went מלמטו למיילו, and he started with the קונה, and he ended up with the ואישת. Now, let us just see the lotion of the שחית מקבצס. אייס גימול, וכן מלמטו למיילו. So the שחית מקבצס says, ואייסם חתיכס סימונים, שבין שחיתויס אלו נויפלויס לקנה לקן. That means all the parts of the simonim that are surrounding the shchita, that means each maise shchita on each simon is only very small. They only cut a small chelik of the simon. So the rest of the simon falls one upon the other. That means it's held together. Umechase says, the shchita is not nire. ומיהו במוקר מחת הווה, but it's in one place. It's the שחיטה is one מייסר שחיטה, אבל לא שחיטה, שחיטה מפורש. It's called the שחיטה מפורש. Now, לדבויני, I don't understand. For example, we have different mahalchim in the Gemara, what pshat is שחיטה מפורש. Rashi said Bakert, that Dahainu b'mokim echad, you have to see one place where the has to be nikar, the mokim, the nafik chiyuse. I mean, Rabbi Nemes Liakev, the Rashiv explains that if you cut a little bit of one simen, so in that mokim was nafik chiyuse from there, then you cut the second simen, roiv of the second simen, so your mitzaref is a little nafik chiyuse from the first simen, then in the second simen kineged that mokim, it's not nafik chiyuse, so it's not one, it's not b'mokim echot. Shchita meforas means it should be b'mokim echot, one mokim, the ma'aseh shchita. So here, according to Rashi, it's very good. Here it's b'mokim echot. That's what Rashi says over here. The kulo chad mokim hu, umafaras karine, but it's called one ma'aseh shchita. Not from, even though the ma'aseh shchita goes through five semana, but that's irrelevant. The five taboys, but that's called one ma'aseh shchita. We'll learn now that the same thing, chayt shochot, it has to be shchita, do me the chayt shayne chaytach bebeis mekoyim. It's called one ma'aseh shchita. It's gewaldig. And the Shita Mekabetzis is Moira, even though the Mokim HaShchita is Mechusa. But Taisvus learned Pshat, the Shail of the Gemara was, Taisvus learned that Chotach Bebeis V'Gimel Mekaymes, Taisvus learned Pshat that it is speaking about that the problem is when he cut the first Mokim, a meat of the first Mokim, so that made that when he cut the second simen roiv of the second simen, it did not spread out. It wasn't milvach rovach. So memele that's a chesaron ameforas that it has to be. You have to see the mokim hashchita. If it's not milvach rovach, so it's not called a shchita meforas. So the davoini, I don't understand. According to the shita mekabetzer says it's a mechusa take. I mean, that's the Metzius taken in Shita Mekobetzer. So how did Taisvus learn Pshat the Maila of Kulmas? I mean, what happened over here? Davoini, I didn't see that anyone should be married of this. And the Bene Gershom says, Shchita Meforas, but the matter that I learned, the Chesorna Meforas, according to Taisvus, I don't understand. How Kikumis helps. Zot the Gemara weiter. Ahu ture v'ishchit b'shnayim v'shloishem mekaymes. Was a shoyer that was geshochten in shnayim v'shloishem mekaymes. Rav Yankev is meirech mena. How many mekaymes was a nishchat? I mean, Shnayim v'shloisha. I mean, before, Taisus asked Akash and Rabbeinu Hananu, Rabbeinu Hananu, there it said it's speaking about that the one chatach was the kone, one chatach was the veishet. So that's Shnayim mekaymes. So Taisus asked Rabbeinu Hananu, lo mashkachas shloisha mekaymes. So what's a shloisha mekaymes? It was two mekaymes, one. Reif Kon and Reif Eishet in two different places. Shnayim Mekaymes, that's Taisus asks on the Rabbeinu Hananu. So Rabbi Yaakov says, what's Pshat over here? So this is a Maisa Shehoya. So was it Shnayim or was it Shloisha? So Kolchach was in many Mekaymes and in these many Mekaymes, two, the one was the Reif Kon, and one was the Reif Eishet. But Shnayim Shloisha means many Mekaymes. Yeah, רב יצרוק בר שמור בר מטה, שוקל משופרי שופרי, so it wasn't such a pesazah, glad kosher, שחיתה לחיירך, I mean, we have according to שמור, it's not good, according to רב, it's good. רב יצרוק בר שמור בר מטה comes and he takes a good piece of meat and as that's a chavek to eat the meat, אמרו לי, אמלי רב זיירה, לימתנו רבינו משנסינו בשני סכינים ובייז מני אדם. That means you not only ate a mouthful, you said a mouthful, that by eating from this behemoth that it was cut in two places, let's say like the Rabbeinu, whatever pshat is in two places, we have the different malchim. And the Gemara is Takasha and Shmuel, Beis Oichsen Besaken, and they're cutting also in two different places. And Shmuel said, no, they're speaking about in one place, and both of them are holding the Saken. Don't the Sachidish not Chayish, maybe they'll make a brosse. So, but from this Maisa, we see that that Pshat in the Mishnah is, Limatonu Rabbeinu Mishnoseinu B'Shnei Sakinim U'Beis B'Nei Odom. Zot Rashi, Limatonu Rabbeinu B'Leki Chazu, that you took this you ate from this meat. Mishnaseinu Dektoni Shnei Ma'irsen B'Sakna V'Lu B'Shnei Sakinim Kamarsha. Zot Taisvis, Limatonu Rabbeinu Mishnaseinu B'Shnei Sakinim B'Shnei Bnei Yodam. Mashme Shekein Alochem, V'Paskin Like Rav. בשניים בשלושים מקוים משחית הקשרת. ובהג אורס, the בהג is a different גרסם, אם אתנו רבינו, when you taught us the Mishnah, משנסינו בסכן אחד ובייס בני אדם. That means you taught us the Mishnah, kinderlech, the Mishnah doesn't mean in two places. It means סכן אחד ובייס בני אדם. כלומר, והי אחת האיכל, the Mishnah you taught us like this, and... ומכל מוקים כיוון דלכו של דברו ואוכל משופרי שופרי, he didn't answer them. He didn't answer them, and why did he go and he had another piece of meat? שמאמינו שכן הלוכה שריחו סבוי ממה שירוגו לפורש למס ניס נסק נחל. We see he was חייזה, and not should speak louder than words. אמר רב יהודה אמר רב החליט את הסכין בין סימן לסימן ופוסקוי פסולו. Let us see the שיחס חולן. אמר רבי יהודה מערב החליט את הסכין בין סימן לסימן, he stuck in the סכין between one סימן and the other סימן, ופוסקוי, and then with the חלוד he went and cut the second סימן, he cut the בישית, פסולו. So what does Rashi say? As she says, Uposke letachten kihilchasai. He cut it properly, elishehechlet. But it was done, he stuck in the sakin bein simen lesimen, and the simonim weren't nire bishar shchite, the sakin wasn't nire. V'chazav v'hoiti es the sakin, then he took out the sakin. V'chotach ha'elyen kedakai, and then the kone he cut properly. So that is chalode, even though it's only in one semen. Psula, that's possible. Tachas ha'er, what if he made chalode tachas ha'er underneath the skin of the behemoth? So then, kshera, so it's kosher. That is not called chalode. Chalode is dafke if it's niskase b'mokim hasimonim. Ba'er is not a mokim shchite. So there it is not, there's no psul chalode. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Marav holds. Maika mashmalon, now we're going back on the first halacha. The first halacha, he said, hechle des asakin ben simen le simen. So what is he coming to tell us? He's telling us a psul chalode. Tanina, we learned this already. We learned a person went and stuck in the sakin underneath the second simen, underneath the veishit. Uposkoi, there he was choytech melamata lemailo, he went up. Tachas Hashemi, Rabbi Sheva Voiman Nevela, Rabbi Kiva Voiman Treife. So it's enough in the Mishnah. So what is he telling us? There's a psul chalode by one simen. The Moshe says, "Ime masnisin have a mina hani mili milamata lemailo." Could be there the chesaron is because he's going milamata lemailo. But if he's going kederech shchita, that means he's stuck in the sakin between the kana and the veishit, and he cut the veishit milamayla lamata. The kovet kederech shchita eima shaper domi kamash malo. What does Rashi say? Tachas Hasheni sheshochat kvar es harishin. He shechted already the rishin, and then he went and stuck it underneath the veishit. The meila matame, the lamata lamaila, the kivin the tachas Hasheni hechlet layev sheelo milamata lamaila. I would just like to say one vote over here. We had mentioned the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi, Chele Gimel, Simen Chav Beis, brings a ritve. The chol shashchite milamata lamaila chalode he. Usually when you go milamata lamaila, it's chalode. V'noked masnisen chalode lefish alroit kachu. So the ritve seems to say that the psul chalode is lav davke. The whole psul chalode is because it's lamata lamaila. He sticks it in and he goes up. So we see from the Ritva there is a special psul of lamata lamaila. That's what it says in our Gemara. So our Gemara says that lulei divrei Rav, you bring me a Mishnah. The Mishnah says there's a psul of chalod because there he's stuck in the sakin tachas hasheni. So memela, so there is a psul of lamata lamaila. Maybe that's the only psul. There's no psul that you have to see the sakin or the simonim. Could be this, the psul is, you have to shech, derech shchita is lamayla lamata. So mamela, so Rav Yehuda Marav said, no, that's also true, but could be that's also true, but there's another psul. There's a psul in chalode that the sakin has to be nire b'shah shchita, or the simonim have to be nire b'shah shchita. So mamela, that's the chiddush of Rav. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Tachas ha'oir k'sheira. Here it says, if he just stuck the sakin underneath the skin of the behemoth, he didn't go further down. So Rav Yehuda Marav says, it is kosher. Be'rav omri, tachas ha'oir eini yedeya. Be'rav is Ravune. Rapunah didn't know about that. Could be that's also called chalode. The ma'isa the sakin is nire. even though it is not in the mokim or simonim, and the doir is not a mokim shchite, but could be, it's also psul chalode. So the Gemara says, so according to Rav Huna, who did not know what the din is by tachas oyer, lebeirav domi tachas oyer in yedeya tachas matalis mal. What will be the din if it is wrapped around the neck of the behemoth, it is wrapped around a shawl, and he went and stuck the sack in tachas this matalis. Is there a psul? Could be that, but Rav Huna, Beiram didn't know if there is a din, chalod, could be because the air is al kaponim a chelik of the behemoth. So the loch is that the chelik of the behemoth should not be mechasa the sakin b'shas shchite, even though the air is not a mokim shchite. But a metalis that is not a chelik of the behemoth, could be it's good. Tachas tzemer mesuvich mahu. What'll be the din if he sticks the sakin on the, he sticks it into the, you have a sheep and he sticks it into the wool that's tangled up, and he sticks it into there and he shechts, it's also the sakin is not near it. So according to Rav Huna, teiku. The Rosh explains that the Chiddush, what's the shail of Tzema Mesuvach, since it's Oymed Logos, I mean, so it could be it's not considered like part of the Behemoth. Maybe not. Rav Yankiv asks a good Ha'ore, because this, he says, Hoshtik Tay, let's just mention the Ha'ore, L'chayre, the Seder of the Shailas should have gone as follows. Tachas ha'ir eini yedeya. Tzemer mesuvach mal. Tzemer mesuvach is less than oyer because even though it's mechuber, it's part of the sheps, but it's oymed logos. So mele could be that's not called chalode. And then if that is called chalode, what are we doing by matlis? But if you clear by matlis, then you start clearing by tzemer mesuvach. If you have a something matlis is no good, so my mail is telling me some of the zikha now goes. That's his whole. Take him. Boy, Rapope, Hechlid, B'miyu tzimonim ma'u teiku. Let us see what Rashi says. Tachas matalis akruchalo soviv tzavoro tzvivei tzavoro you have a shul that's wrapped around the neck of the behemoth ma'u. Do'er nami lav b'chlal shchitu. It's also, there's no chiv shchita on the air. So it seems if it's mechus and not only from a mokim shchita, there's also psul chalode. I do mahai gufa vahai lav gufa. This is the gufa behim is being mechase, and this is a dover nifrod. Besuvach means entangled. Teiku. So we don't know the whole teiku di isura lechuma. Hechlet b'miyot simone. That means, what is the case over here? He shechted roiv of the simen behechsha, rubai behechsha. Then he goes and the miut of the simen he sticks in and goes mimato lemailo. So that's called. And so that's, so that means roiv of the simen, roiv of the simen was geshochten properly, then he takes out the sakin and goes from the bottom and shechts the the miyut simen that's left over. So he made chalode on the miyut basra, he made chalode on the miyut basra. Which is a very interesting shaila, as we will see. But, I mean, if he would have stopped here, it would have been good. But he didn't stop. He went further. So what's wrong with that? Oh, that's all here, the whole sugyot. Bekitza, boy, rapopa, hechlet, b'miyat simon, ma'u, teiko. Rapopa didn't know, a teiko. Now let's see what Rashi says. Hechlet, b'miyat simon, la'achar sheshochat ruboy behechshet, miyem rinin, hoi ishtachit shape, b'roiv simon, b'roiv was geshochten. If he would have stopped, it's good. But Lamaise, he made one big Maise Shrita. Ve'is bo chalode. And there's chalode. V'miyut kam pshita lon de neve levadai. It says, hechlet b'miyut simonim. So, miyut simonim is very unclear which miyut I was speaking about. So, Rashi says, if the miyut kamo, this the Yisabach says being about the nation. By the Kone, the Miut Kame, he just is like a fellow's cut at Gonish Mitgonish. He can start from after the Miut Kame and the Shech Roim of the Gargeris. So if it's some motivation, so then it's so then he cut the Veshit with Psu. That's it, no Shaila. The Shaila is the Miut Basra. Teiku Ulachumra. So Rashi says, so if it's a teiku, so you have to be machmer. There's a svore, he could have stopped there, but if he didn't stop, so it's a chelik of the maise shchita, so this is the maise shchita, and a chelik of the maise shchita was bipsu. So here we're speaking about chalode. He made a chalode b'miyut pasra. Now Rashi starts making a cheshben ha-nefesh. V'gabi hagrome nami. Now let's talk about other psulim by shchita. It was made hagrome. Hagrome means that he went out of the tabas agdoila. He went further up. He went out of the mokim shchita. That's hagrome. Now, v'gabi hagrome nami de pilkin kame ben shochat shlish. The Gemara says ben shochat shlish v'higrim shlish v'shochat shlish. One case. Bein higrim shlish v'shochat shlish v'higrim shlish. Bein shochat shnei shlishi v'higrim shlish. That's an igelonu. That's that he was shochat shnei shlishi v'higrim shlish. Misafkelon. Now, if boy Rapope had a suffix that even though he would have stopped there, it would have been ideal. But if he goes further, he's mekalkel, it's called one big maise shchita, it's a maise shchita with a psul. So he was crying about chalode. Rashi says, the same halacha will apply by hagrome. That if after 2/3 of the simen, he went out of the simen to chutz lemokim shchita, Dilmesfirulon kerabonon tchufoi de metarfi bechol chodem inayim. So Rashi says, there's zicher, der chachomim, which hold this is also, vavdina lechumre, and we'll be machma over there also. We'll come to that soon. Vahaf agav de shanin leel. The Gemara says before, shochat chatzi gargeres, vishoebo vigom rokshayrom. The Gemara says that according to Rav, the Gemara have a meaning that Rav holds machze keroyim. Machze keroyim. So Memele he shechted half of the gargeres, then he made shehiye, and then he finished, V'gomro ksheira, v'kimna bo'oif, it's speaking about an oif, v'achshane mimonevshech. And we say it's no problem. Dimechza machze keroyim, obed le'rube. So it doesn't bother me at all if he made shiyah afterwards. Roy was geshochten. So that's what he made a shiyah, and then he continued. The Gemara says it's no problem. אלמה דמחיובה דרובה בקשרס לאי חייש לפסולה דמיוטה. That's not like our Gemara, הפופי הספקו. לאי סמכיני נאהו שינוי. So that's Gemara, we don't rely on that Gemara. דדיחי דדוחי, דגמרא, דגמרא סתקשן רב. So the Gemara said that, no, it makes this karoif, so it's a good shchita, so it's irrelevant what he does afterwards. That's a different the Gemara. But lefiyem is the time of why it's really good, mishim the machza machza in the karoif. Or v'shchita kamaisa loy midiyovet. The real reason why it's good is because machza is not karoif, so machza of the kon is gonish. V'chishoa bepalge kamom. So there was a sheep vaka kama lo yitres. Avo miyute basre, bein de kone, bein de veishet. Ovo miyute kama de veishet mitrefe. Ein echanami. So that kama is also not negei lemais. Paaf, paloch, is gdoilis kosov, veheiche di sho, bimiyit zimonim, bein betchila, bein besoif, osa, the kivin lo yifshetlon, of dinen lechubra. Fine. Now, before we learn Taisvis, let us just refresh our memory. We have to come back to Skemot when we learn Taisvis, but let us just refresh our memory. We had a Gemara on Daf Yudches Amid Aleph. Let us just see the last Mishnah and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Hashoichet mitoich ha-tabas. Rashi learns, he shechted the tabas ha-gdoilo. Vishiyah bo meloi achut al pnei kulo. And he cut the whole tabas. And there's a mashu who left. That means the whole tabas, the shechita was in the tabas. He didn't go chutz from the mokim atabas. Shchitosa ksheira. Rabbi Yaisi b'Rabbi Yehuda oime m'loi chut al p'nei ruba. You don't have to make sure that the whole tabas, the whole maise shchita was in the tabas. If he made roiv of the tabas, and then later he was magrim and he went chutz l'mokim shchita, it's good. That's Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Let us just see the Lashon of Rashi. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda ima m'loi chut al p'nei ruboi. Im shiyo bo m'loi chut ha-sayro min ha-tabas l'tzad ha-roish al p'nei roiv ha-tabas. Kloima, shechotach roiv ha-kon b'soich ha-tabas. U b'miyute higrim v'yotza mimenu l'tzad ha-roish. It went now outside of the mokim shchita l'tadarosh. The goma shchita l'mayle menu ksheira. The berube is kashlis l'lo shchita. Roi was any kashlis shchita. The idoch, and that what he's doing further, ki kashochit mechatek vosam almu. This is not a continuation of the maise shchita. The maise shchita ended already. And that when he goes further is irrelevant. He finished the Maaseh Shchita. Now, we'll learn this Gemara Elech. So this Shaila, if a person made a Shchita B'roiv HaTabas and he made a Groma and the Miyot Basra, is a Machloikis, the Tanekame and Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Machloikis. Now, let us just go to the Gemara. Rav Ushmur da Omri Tavayu, Aloche Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Rav says, we pass on like Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rav said. Fine. So Memele, Frekt Rabbi Kivege, he doesn't understand. Rashi had a problem. Rashi put everything together. Fine, we'll see later. There's a Shaila, how to pass him. So Rashi said, no, Rapope is Mesupik. If you made chalode b'miyat basra, who didn't even make agroma b'miyat basra, who didn't even make shiyah b'miyat basra? Everything is a teiko, you have to be machma. Fine, good. So then Rashi says, but the Gemara is the kasha and Rav, the Gemara is the kasha, it says over there that he made a shiyah after machza, and it's kasha. So the Gemara says, if machza keroi, it's good. Macht es nach, Kerem, she didn't do anything. No problem. So she says, no, 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 that's only Dichit Alma. We don't pass him like this. Bekra Bekir Begir. Rashi's problems in Rav. Rav Zicha holds that Rav Paskin does the Yosef Ben Yehuda. I mean, Rav Zicha holds if Rav was done, there's no psulah in Agrom. Rav Papa is a Sofik, fine, Rav Papa is a Sofik. Rashi wants to Paskin like Rav Papa, b'chol ha-kovet. But to have a problem with Rav, that what the Gemara said according to Rav of Machzeh Keroiv, it's no Shaila. He says, Rav is a Zicha holds, not like Rav Papa. So the Kvegia blives by Yatzor here. Let us see Tosfos. Hechlid asakin ben simen l'simen. So Tosfos says, L'kamen gabi masnisen d'chaloda hoya roi l'haviyo. This does not belong here. This belongs later in the sugya for chaloda. El agav, ta'achshiv rav la'el, shchite she'ena mefuras. Rav said that if you have a shchite that's not mefuras, and even though it doesn't open up, it's kosher, but what's the deal, sir? Hey, let's see the shizim vetzes. Shizir v'kamash v'lod, einu mefaras kezois psula mitam chaloda. But, if it's not mefaras, like in this case, it's also not mefaras. He cut the veishit and he didn't cut the kone. Later he cuts the kone. But mishas he cut the veishit, it wasn't mefaras because it was attached by the kone. So Memele, but since this was done to a nation of Chalode, so here Rav is also made that it's possible. Now the Mishnah is talking about that he stuck in the sakin underneath the Veshit, Uposkoi, is Ravus and Nokat. The Mishnah is talking about Sakhidish, Af al Gav Shekvar Nishcha Te Echot. The kone was already cut already, but since he cut the veishit v'oif in shehechlit, so that's possible. That's one chiddush. V'noket nami uched de milse. Echsheshochat simen rishin b'hoivo, that means when he cut the kone, so when he brought back the sakin to himself, shechoizer ubo lasei seiloche, now he wants to make a heiloche on the veishit, tochav reisha sakin, bein simen shiny. So the Yisabach says, not letzava, it's loire. That means he's stuck in the sakin, that's the case of the Mishnah, he's stuck in the sakin underneath the veishit, bein simen shiny, and then he made hailoche, funeifen of chalot. Hechlet b'miyat simonu mal, Perish pekuntris, b'miyut basre. The Gemara has a shayla, he made the miyut basre, b'oifen of chalot. Abo b'miyut kame, pshita lon dami nevela. Ba'agrome nami posak, in Rashi paskens ba'agrome, ta'filu shochat shnei shlish, v'higrem shlish, v'avdine l'chure, v'dekoi hocho b'teiko. Verabbeinu Yitzchak Berab Meir Oimer, the Bagrome Poskinem Bepere Kame, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, that was Rav Shmuel Omri Tavai, that was the Gemara we saw on Daf Yud Ches, that Rav Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Ve'ike demachshe nami l'rabbonon shochet shnei shlish ve'higrim shlish. And then there's a Gemara Daf Yutesa Medalef that says that the Gemara, there's one man, the Yoma, that wanted to say that, there's no machloikis bechlau, the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, by shochat shnei shlishi vehidrim shlish. That everyone knows that it's good. The whole machloikis is vehidrim shlish, shochat shlish, but then there's a machloikis. But shochat shnei shlishi vehidrim shlish, I feel the chamam also made it. There's one man yomer that say the rabbanon also made it. So he asks, and Rabbi Yitzchak Barameh asks, and Rashi, we see the Rav Shmuel Paskan from Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, there's a man Yomer says, I feel the Rabbanon also hold that it's good. So how can Rashi say, Laloche, that we have to be machna? Agabuch, I thought, so I should to say a word, I saw Nachle Dvash in a note, he brings down a Mirdike Yamshel Shloimeh. Yamshel Shloimeh says, if the Gemara has a boy, Gemara is a Shaila, and the Gemara isn't Poshe to Shaila. Gemara didn't know what the din is. And someone later will come, be Poshe to Shaila, yes, a Raya from whatever. She could be Poshe to Shaila, was my dad. But the Gemara wasn't Poshe, he could be Poshe. But if the Gemara says Teiku, Teiku means the Gemara says, till Eliyahu Anavi, no one can be Poshe to Shaila. If he'll be Poshe to Shaila, he's saying, Keneged Rabin Ravashi. Rabin Ravashi said, Teiku, till Eliyahu Anavi, no one can be Poshe. You can, Pisim Varamsis, you can't be Poshe to Shaila. So, it could be, I mean, the Benitza Barmeir said, Rav Shmuel Paskin, like Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yehuda, fine. People. There's a man that you're Malayan and that you test. I suppose the Chomim are also like, oh, fine. But if Rapope said Teiku and Rashi held that this Shaila is mamish the same, it's no chilek if he made a grom in the Miat Pas or made Chalod in the Miat Pas. Rapope said Teiku, that's already some Mele. So here the Gemara was Machia and all these Shailas, whatever was said till now, is our opinions of Yechidim, but La Halacha, till Eliyahu becomes, we have to be Machman. So it could be, I don't know, could be that is, Rabbi Kevege is only Rav Lashitosai, that was only Rashi, the problem with Rav, but here Tosis is asking, La Halacha we paskin by Agroma, but me at Pasra is good. So Memele, so it could be, I mean, the Paskine Pekam Kabyesu, the Paskine is Rav Shmuel, said like that. Because the Machshinami Le Rabbona. So now the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Meir vehemently disagrees with Rashi, that Rashi made a big kukul. And Rashi says, if there's a Shaila Chalote B'miyah Basra, if it helps, so who had in Hagroma B'miyah Basra would passel. I mean, if Chalod the pasul, so Hagroma will pasul. So Taisa says, "V'loydami lahochem." It's no comparison. The hosam shaloi b'mokem shchito. A person shechted roiv of the simonim, roiv of the corner, roiv of the corner of the nation. Then he went out and he's shechting someplace else. That is not. It's not a ma'aser shchito. Shaloi b'mokem shchito. So he cuts the semen, and then he cuts the foot. Ooh, there's a problem. He cut the foot. What's the problem with cutting the foot? He can cut the foot. That means he finished with the shchita. Hagrom is pshati, he's cutting not in the mokim shchita. So what's the problem? He shechted it already, and then he goes out of the mokim shchita, so there's no problem. That doesn't possible. The shchita, he finished the shchita, and he went out. Just like cutting a foot. V'chein nami im la'ache shchitas haroi okar hamiyot. He was oikar hamiyot, he was shaychet haroi, and he was oikar the miyot, he was oikar the simen. Shchitas ekshere, kivin da havi shaloi kederech shchita. He's doing something else. This doesn't puzzle the shchita. He made a shchita, now he's oike the simen. So finish. So So that's no problem whatsoever. Here the shaila is by chalode. He's shaychet the simen, and he shaychet the simen not properly. He's making a shchita on a simen an apostle oifen. So here there's a shaila. Could be the holding of shchita rubai is good to say rubai kekulay because it's keilu he did the holding properly. But the minute he goes and makes